We are in the ancient trade hall. This is the hall where medicines were dispensed. The furniture, pharmaceutical dishes for storing and dispensing medicines, and equipment, everything breathes with antiquity. A working cash register from 1891 by the American company National is here. It's not just a means of calculation, but a truly refined masterpiece that adorns our hall. The apparatus is decorated with silver-plated metal overlays. The first cash register had a unique ink refill system and printed a cash sales receipt. You can personally work with it. Your attention is drawn to a cabinet with medicines, on the mirror doors of which you can see images of the god of medicine, Asclepius, Aesculapius, and his daughter Hygieia, the patroness of purity, the key to health and hygiene. They symbolize health and healing, which were the main principles of every pharmacy. The antique images were created using hydrofluoric acid, which etched the top layer of the glass. This unique engraving technique cannot be replicated or seen elsewhere today. Its secrets remain undiscovered to this day. Along the walls are cabinets with colorful flasks and bottles made of thick colored glass. This material blocks ultraviolet rays, which allowed light-sensitive medicines to retain their healing properties much longer. You can personally open an Austrian metal safe from 1838. It was used to store narcotics, poisons, and other dangerous substances that required special care. Here are bottles with red labels. They contain the strongest preparations that required caution when used. All containers, stanglesses, with dangerous substances are marked. In addition, you can see numerous drawers and display cases where medicines, herbs, and chemicals were stored. The collection includes Alberello pharmaceutical pottery, glass stanglesses, vials, and ceramic cups. Each bottle, each container here, has its own story and was an important element in the healing practice of past centuries. So medicines were bought here, and the apothecary prescribed treatment in the neighboring office.